100 degrees. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, young and old, step right up. See the fantastic show. We have male actors, we have female actors, all acting as if they are actually postal management and acting as if they actually understood postal operations. And right here in center stage for your viewing enjoyment, we have the main actor, the acting plant manager. Good morning, podcast audience. This is a special OVD, Ohio Valley District podcast. I'm going to spend my 15 minutes this morning on the Hodge to Hodge Postal podcast laughing and trying to explain what you received in the mail or will soon be receiving in the mail from the acting plant manager major. Here's a newsletter sent out by the acting plant manager titled, We Are Broke and Losing Money. The U.S. Postal Service lost more than $2 billion during the second quarter of this current fiscal year, placing us on track to lose more than $7 billion by end of the year, which ends on September 30th, 2019. I want to repeat the figure. We lost $7 billion by the close of September, excuse me. And he, again, in his charismatic way, felt it necessary to accent that this is a B as in billions. And just to get that real dramatic look, on the newsletter, there's a stack of $10,000 bills, stack of $10,000 put together to show what billions looks like. I don't know what he was going for there, but I hope he achieved it. Last year on September 30th, we posted a then record loss of $3.9 billion. The agency we work for clearly cannot generate revenue or cut enough costs to pay our bills. When you calculate the losses we saw in losing $1.5 billion in quarters October through December in 18, and then losing an additional $2.1 billion in quarter two, we lost $3.6 billion in 6 months. Looked at another way, we are losing $40 million every single day before you can even walk through the door when you arrive at work. The cost of a stamp jumped 10% on January 1st of this year, and other services we provide increased by 2.5%. This was expected to generate new revenue of $1.7 billion by year's end, but our expenses have been outpacing revenue by a very clear margin. Example, new gloves that you discard on the floor and then ask for another replacement pair, rather than find the pair previously given to you. I can't believe that our acting plant manager is throwing in the price of gloves, which I think is a cost of doing business, as he tried to demonstrate to people why we're broke. I'm going to finish reading his letter in 1 second, but since we dipped into the gloves, again, you can mismanage every day, but we don't going to count that. Excuse me, we're not going to count that. Let's talk about the gloves. Huh? You can don't give service to our public or to our customers, again, as you attempt to cut costs while at the same time decreasing the level of service. But let's not talk about that. Let's talk about these gloves. And if the gloves were that important, and you know they are a necessity to the quality of work life, why would you not set up a recycle glove initiative as opposed to just taking the gloves away? But you don't have money for gloves, acting plant manager, but you have money to put big screen TVs all over the post office. You don't have money for gloves, though. You don't have money for gloves, but you can put lounge chairs and pool tables in the cafeteria because you want it to be a much more relaxing atmosphere, but you don't have money for gloves. I just think your focus is wrong. You have money, but I think you're just spending it in the wrong areas. If you really want to show the Postmaster General how engaged you are with the employees, why don't you do something that the employees would really appreciate? And you know, I'm going to finish reading what he's got here. In the table below, you can see the losses by mail category, by plant. Here in Columbus, we lost 59 million pieces of letter mail and automation, and disappointingly spent 3,815 more hours than SPLY. SPLY is just an acronym for same period last year. In the graphic below, this is the perfect example of how and why we work less automated mail in Columbus and then use more hours. This is shameful and wasted performance. Our customers deserve better, and you are each better than this. Don't fall for that nonsense. I'm going to shame you into doing what postal management is paid to do but can't do, and that is put together work plans that give them the most efficient operation for the cost of our postal products. Again, this is a trick that management loves to use because they make constant, and if I'm mistaken, please jump online and tell me, constant bad decisions. They have no clue on how to spend the public's money or spend a budget when it comes to processing mail. At least this is what I see when I go to work every day in Columbus, Ohio. But now they want to come back to the you're better than this. No, we are better than this, and we are better, and we are a little more educated with respect to postal operations because we get a little more in tune with our unions. You see, especially right now. And I want to say, he being the acting plant manager, attempted to impress you with the graphs and charts that have not been explained. There is no actual legend to explain what it is you're looking at. So again, that's just some of that shinola that he puts in front of you to make it appear that he's done his homework. Not true, folks. And on the bottom, what you're looking at is what a RPG looks like. Again, there's the plan and there's the run. Those spaces actually show you when mail is not being processed, but it doesn't show you why. And again, the work hour base, especially in automation, is so screwed up that it would probably take a year or two for them to find out what their actual base is. So when I'm starting from a position with a corrupt base, then I'm being shown a couple of flashy reports that are not being properly explained. Now I'm supposed to walk away from this feeling, well, I got to work harder in order to for the company survive. No, you do not, employees. No, you do not, Kraft. It's not incumbent upon you to work harder for the success of the Postal Service. See, that's why this whole thing exists. They call management. Again, we get pretty piss poor examples on a regular basis of what this scientific skill is in Columbus, Ohio. But again, if they would do what they're supposed to do. And when you talk about work hours as respect to mail volume, our acting plant manager has to take all that responsibility because he currently has it set up that you won't bring anybody to work unless he authorizes it. So if you're authorizing all these work hours, then instead of you sending this newsletter to the members of Ohio Valley District, get your act together, is what I would say. But that's just me. And I love his reference on his side. Nothing will work unless you do. A quote from Maya Angelou. What he should have quoted is, if I'm an employee, every day I come to work for management who's understaffed, and still I rise. There's never enough people in my work unit for us to do the job that we are employed to do and for us to do it properly, and still I rise. It is so common for management to make just decisions that don't even begin to make sense. But still, we rise. So to the members of Ohio Valley, please be not impressed with this bull shinaki that we just received from the acting plant manager. And don't allow that source to make you feel that you have to work harder or give up more unwarranted discretionary effort in order for this job to be a success. I tell you, that's not true. And I say to you, as I close the podcast this morning, in spite of whatever we are faced with on a day-to-day basis, mail handlers, clerks, letter carriers, in this union, in this valley, in spite of all the piss poor management we get a daily dose of, still we rise. Have a great day, everyone.